From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continued today. Speaking in the city of Beirut, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow and accusing them of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and saying by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported Wednesday that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 and wounding 10. Russia reacted angrily after Turkish fighter jets shot down the warplane Tuesday, threatening ties between the two countries on the opposite sides of the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey is provoking national and international criticism, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. Dündar, speaking before his trial on Thursday, expressed defiance. He said he and Gül are journalists, not traitors or spies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Also today, Russia announces it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey. This is VOA News.